Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
5 weeks till the start of the season. David Johnson going to line up to the right or left of Deshaun Watson. Hell, he might line up in the slot. He's been known to catch a ball or two. There's one thing that he does do well. It is catch that run.
Yeah, it is.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. David Johnson, very polarizing figure. I blame fantasy football. I think he's won some people fantasy football leagues. I think he's lost some people fantasy football leagues. So I think part of the reason that there's such a polarizing reaction to David Johnson is that most people play fantasy football, and chances are a lot of
people are holding a grudge.
Whether it was a midseason pickup when he was a rookie, whether it was taking him in the first round in 2016 when he basically won people leagues, whether it was taking him the years after that where he was pretty much a fantasy bust, I think that's why David Johnson is such a polarizing figure. And, oh, by the way, you sprinkle in the fact that DeAndre Hopkins was traded and David Johnson, after three meh years, was a big part of the compensation. He has, as Paul Wall would say, the internet going nuts in H-Town, J-Lo.
It absolutely would. You know, with David Johnson, I almost feel like guilty that I've made that prediction. It's not something that I've ever wanted to do. It's based on how he has performed.
Reset the prediction.
In recent years. I don't think he's going to run the ball for more than 500 yards this year. I don't know about, and the reason I say that, hoping to be wrong, is because of his health, the fact that his production was so bad last year, and he's talked about this in recent weeks, and we're about to play some of his audio today in a bit. But he's talked about it, that he's also was benched. You know, he was third team. So based on all that, I don't anticipate a lot.
Here is David Johnson out there at NRG Live at training camp. John McClain, hopefully he gets the first question.
Can you talk about the threat that you will provide the Texans with Duke Johnson? This franchise has never had two backs who can catch the ball like you guys can, and what you envision your role is.
Oh, we're going to be a lethal threat, me and Duke, not just as running, but like you said, as catching the ball, really making defenses have to try to figure out if they go base or sub. And we're going to try to really expose their defense and whatever they, you know, give us, we're going to definitely be able to use that as an advantage for us. And we're going to be able to really be able to help out this offense and this Texans organization. And for me, I just want to be able to be utilized in every facet of the offense as a running back first off, and then being split out as a receiver, coming out of the backfield and just having the ball in my hands, being able to get the yards needed, the first downs, the touchdowns, and really just be able to be effective in the offense for this organization, for Coach Kelly, for Coach O'Brien.
In the times you've worked with him, what have you found out about Deshaun that maybe you didn't know that you wanted to know?
Honestly, I knew he was a great quarterback. I knew he was a great scrambler, being able to avoid tackles and sacks. I think the biggest thing I've learned is how smart he is, how well he knows the offense, like I said earlier. You would think he came up with the offense. And then his ability to know defenses, knowing coverages, knowing what to audible the play to put us on top, to win that play against the defense, whatever they throw at us. Being able to just watch film from last year and knowing how much of a playmaker he is, honestly, and just seeing it firsthand, and the little thing, the little spurts that we have in this walk.
Hey, David, with Duke obviously being your teammate, I think it's a lot of people think maybe you guys will run more two-back sets or use a lot of two-back sets, but you haven't necessarily played in a ton of them throughout your career. Just what are the kind of the challenges of feeling comfortable running and catching out of like 21, 22, et cetera?
I mean, we have done it enough where I'm comfortable, honestly. Me and Andre Ellington, me and Chris Johnson, we've done it a few times. Last year with Chase, we've done it a few times in the year before that. So I'm actually pretty comfortable with it. I think it'll really help out our offense is what I feel, because they're not going to know who's going out and out of the backfield, who's blocking, or if we're both going out of the backfield, who's lining up at receiver, who's staying in to run the ball. So I feel like it's going to honestly help out the offense a lot.
David, we've talked a lot about you as a pass catcher out of the backfield, your receiving background. How do you view yourself specifically as a runner between the tackles, and what's your assessment of the offensive line you're going to be playing with here?
I view myself as a capable runner between the tackles, knowing how to set up blocks, knowing how to use my leverage and being able to distinguish what the linebackers, what the D-line's doing, and getting through those holes, those tight holes. And
we'll take a couple more. Seth Payne.
Players mentioned the Quizlets. Could you take us through exactly how you guys are using those, like how in-depth they are? What's your mean score? Like how hard are these things?
So I think I'm the only one who's – I don't know if anyone else. I'm the one who's used Quizlet ever since I got into the league as a rookie. And what it is literally just flashcards that you can use, and they give you different choices, multiple choice. You can write it out, or it's between they give you different questions. And so it's helped me out a lot. And I think especially learning this offense is back to kind of a BA type offense where there's a lot that goes into it. There's one play, but there's multiple formations that it can be ran out of. And so Quizlet has helped me out a lot in learning this offense. And like I said, since I'm going to be utilized a lot coming out of the backfield and being used as a receiver, I had to learn formations, and he uses a lot of different formations, which is really good because, you know, at the beginning it's tough to learn, but once I get it down, it's going to be very good for us in disguising what we're running, what we're doing on the field.
David, you mentioned that Zoom is a little bit harder for you to learn. You'd rather be out on the field. So how important are these padded practices going to be for you in the backs, and also the intra-squad scrimmages? Bill O'Brien said that you guys were going to have some of those coming up. And then as a follow-up, your assessment of some of the other backs that are competing for that third running back spot behind you and Duke.
For me, it's going to be very, very important for these outside practices. And like you said, just because I'm more, like I said, learning on the field, and just the timing of the blocking, being able to correlate with Deshaun and his, you know, tendencies as a throwing the ball to me, being able to run the ball between the tackles outside, and just being out on the field is going to help me a lot compared to Zoom, because for me watching it, I hate to say it, but I kind of space off a little bit watching Zoom and stuff. So it's tough for me to learn that way, but on the field I can stay focused a lot more. And as far as third backs, we have a lot of good players for us. Buddy, Hill, we got a lot of good guys. Scotty, who just got here this year. So I think they're going to be really good, and it's going to be tough for the O'Brien and for the organization to pick that third string back for sure.
Hey, David, can you talk about the relationship you built with Darren Fells in Arizona and have an opportunity to play with him again?
So me and Darren actually got to Arizona. It was both our first years in the league, and so we were both kind of scrambling, trying to figure out not just the playbook, but being in the NFL. And so, honestly, we were both kind of fending for ourselves. And then him being a tight end, me being a running back, made a big difference as well. But I did know that he picked up that offense pretty quickly. And I know that he's a professional, first and foremost. He knows how to handle himself on and off the field. And me and him joke about it all the time that he was really the second coach in the tight ends room our year after he learned the playbook so fast. And we talk all the time about, you know, those days and how good we were in 2015. And we're trying to do the same thing here in Houston. And I'm glad that, you know, I get a familiar face here that I don't have to learn, and we can kind of talk to each other. I know how, you know, he plays already, and is going to help out our offense a lot just because I know how he, his tendencies, that he's a great runner, blocker for the run game, and he's good in the, you know, red zone scoring touchdowns.
All right, that's David Johnson live at NRG. I don't know how I feel about starting running back that is going to be relied upon, who's one of the five highest paid running backs in the league, replacing DeAndre Hopkins, admitting that he spaces out in Zoom meetings. Those are kind of important this offseason there, David.
Well, but you keep in mind now, he's a Quizlet guy. He's a Quizlet kind of guy, which I like.
What does that mean?
It's basically online flashcards. I've taken Quizlet tests before.
Oh, wow.
You can
what?
Do you just... It might have been for something for the radio, for the show, you know.
Really?
You know, like, but anyway, they're pretty cool. They're fun. Basically, flashcards that you can have video and images on them and stuff. It's pretty cool.
He spaces out during Zoom meetings.
Yeah, that's not, that okay. Wasn't the best part.
Yeah, that's not great.
It's not great.
And when you're learning a new system, you're learning a new offense. That's not the most encouraging thing that I've heard.
Where's David? I don't know. He spaced out.
Leading up to camp. He spaced out. Here it is right here. David Johnson talking about Zoom meetings. We know how important Zoom meetings are. Here's the guy that DeAndre Hopkins was traded for, talking about, you know, learning things from the Zoom.
Being out on the field is going to help me a lot compared to Zoom, because for me watching it, I hate to say it, but I kind of space off a little bit watching Zoom and okay. Stuff, so it's tough for me. Right.
Sorry to bother you. Sorry to inconvenience you there, David Johnson. You know what? You might be right about that 500 yards. My goodness, David Johnson. Nah, I'm still going to go with 1,000. I think he'll be all right, but quit spacing out on the Zoom. Please, Bill O'Brien cannot be happy to hear that. We'll hear from Bill O'Brien at noon, the King, live at NRG. We're also going to hear from John McClain. You just heard his voice. We'll hear from him. You heard Seth Payne.
Yeah, about that. Seth Payne in on that.
Is getting kind of weird.
Messing with the Zoom.
On the Zoom. Not weird, but things are getting weird with Seth there. We'll react to that. We're also going to react to Dusty Baker playing chess, a feel-good story for the Astros, and some stuff going on in the NFL that the Texans might want to make note of 5 weeks away from the season. The hits are lit next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.